Russia bombs Ukrainian grain storage facilities, ports on Europe's border. By Breitbart London on August 16, 2023. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russian drones pounded grain storage facilities and ports along the Danube River that Ukraine has increasingly relied on as an alternative transport route to Europe, after Moscow broke off a key wartime shipping agreement using the Black Sea. At the same time, a loaded container ship stranded at the Black Sea port of Odessa since Russia's full-scale invasion more than 17 months ago set sail along a temporary corridor established by Ukraine for merchant shipping. Ukraine's economy, crunched by the war, is heavily dependent on farming. Its agricultural exports, like those of Russia, are also crucial for world supplies of wheat, barley, sunflower oil and other food that developing nations rely on. A month ago, the Kremlin tore up an agreement brokered last summer by the UN and Turkey to ensure safe Ukraine grain exports through the Black Sea. Since then, Kyiv has sought to reroute transport through the Danube and road and rail links into Europe. But transport costs that way are much higher, some European countries have balked at the consequences for local grain prices, and the Danube ports can't handle the same volume as seaports. Odessa Governor Oleh Kiper said the primary targets of Russia's overnight drone bombardment were port terminals and grain silos, including at the ports in the Danube Delta. Air defenses managed to intercept 13 drones over Odessa and Mykolaiv regions, according to the Ukraine Air Force's morning update. It was the latest attack amid weeks of aerial strikes as Russia has targeted the Danube Delta ports, which are only about 15 kilometers, 10 miles, from the Romanian border. The Danube is Europe's second-longest river and a key transport route. Meanwhile, the container ship departing Odessa was the first vessel to set sail since July 16, according to Oleksandr Kubrikov, Ukraine's deputy prime minister. It had been stuck in Odessa since February 2022. The Hong Kong flag Joseph Schulte was traveling down a temporary corridor that Ukraine asked the International Maritime Organization to ratify. The United States has warned that the Russian military is preparing for possible attacks on civilian shipping vessels in the Black Sea. Sea mines also make the voyage risky, and ship insurance costs are likely to be high for operators. Ukraine told the IMO it would provide guarantees of compensation for damage. Analysts say Black Sea shipping has in general remained steady since the end of the grain deal, despite higher insurance rates, but shipments out of Ukraine have dropped off. Last Sunday, a Russian warship fired warning shots at a Palau-flagged cargo ship in the southern Black Sea. According to Russia's defense ministry, the Sukhru Okhan was heading northwards to the Ukrainian Danube River port of Izmail. Ship tracking data analyzed by the Associated Press confirmed that the Joseph Schulte was steaming south. The Joseph Schulte is carrying more than 30,000 tons of cargo, with 2,114 containers, including food products, according to Kubrikov. He said the corridor will be primarily used to evacuate ships stuck in the Ukrainian ports of Kornomorsk, Odessa and Pivni since the outbreak of war. On the war's front line, Ukrainian officials claimed another milestone in Kyiv's grinding counteroffensive, with Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malyar saying troops have retaken a village in the eastern Donetsk region. The village of Yurashane is near Staromayorsk, a hamlet that Ukraine also claimed to have recaptured recently. The claims could not be independently verified. Ukraine appears to be trying to drive a wedge between Russian forces in the south, but it is up against strong defensive lines and is advancing without air support. Also Wednesday, the Russian military said it shot down three drones over the Kaluga region southwest of Moscow and blamed the attack on Ukraine. No damage or casualties were reported.